Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Woman arrested for disruptive behavior after courtroom outburst. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 45-year-old woman was arrested after allegedly forcing her way past the bar and yelling at a deputy county attorney following a court ruling on Tuesday morning. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, the woman shouted an expletive at the prosecutor during a juvenile sentencing hearing in Courtroom 1, where her daughter was sentenced to the Wyoming Girls School in Sheridan. The woman was charged with disruptive conduct in a government facility, a misdemeanor, and was taken to jail, as noted in the sheriff's arrest log. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray receives threatening voicemail amid election integrity efforts. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray received a threatening voicemail which seemed to imply harm if he didn't conduct a fair election. According to Cowboy State Daily, the anonymous caller's message, filled with vulgar language, targeted Gray for his efforts in defending election integrity. Gray believes the threat was influenced by media coverage and criticisms of conservative politicians. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus, a group of conservative legislators Gray helped start, shared the voicemail on its social media page. The caucus posted, "We are shocked and disgusted by the threat made against Secretary of State Chuck Gray. This is what happens when the radical left demonizes conservatives for doing the job they were elected to do." State Representative John Bair of Gillette, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, questioned if it will take another July 13th for the media to stop using contemptuous adjectives about conservatives that incite violence in reference to the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump last month. Bair said, "There is a reason that the 45th president used the term fake news, and that label is going to stick for a long time if they don't take their role as purveyors of the news seriously." Despite minimal election fraud in Wyoming, Gray has pushed for more secure elections and recently directed county clerks to retest voting machines. The voicemail has been reported to law enforcement, and Gray remains undeterred in his commitment to election integrity. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.